Welcome to WEIRD, Weird Weekly News. Today's Weird Weekly News starts on September the 19th, 2016. Weird Weekly News is sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. Each week, we bring you articles from around the world as it has to deal with BLs from one side of the world to the other. We try to have uplifting stories as well as hard-hitting stories. If you have anything you'd like us to add to the news, feel free to email us on the Weird website. We'll be glad to take a look at the articles. Moving on to today's news, we start out with a very tragic story about a 9-year-old boy who hung himself after being bullied for weeks and weeks. The young man, being in third grade, had a group of boys on the playground who constantly bullied him. They bullied him all together for that whole year, even though his parents had been begging the school to look out for him. They never did, never took any difference, and the young man became so depressed, he ended up hanging himself. He actually hung himself on September the 10th, which is World Suicide Prevention Day. A sad state of affairs. His sister went into his bedroom on Saturday, carrying a frog she had found outside, hoping the amphibian would cheer him up. And basically, instead, she found her brother's body. What an awful thing to think, that a sister will find her brother's body after he just has no more need in his heart to live because of the persecution going on in this poor child's life. At 9 years old, isn't that astonishing? You have so much to live for. I mean, your whole life is in front of you, and yet you're being bullied so bad, you feel so depressed. You feel lost and no one's there. That's absolutely awful. I'm sorry, gentlemen, but that's what being a BL is all about. We need to be there to love these kids, to be there to show them that there are people out there that care about them, support them. I really believe there is a way. I don't know what that way is, but one day, as BLs, we could support a anti-bullying policy that perhaps could make us much more legitimate in the world at large. Not saying it would happen easily, but over time, because of how much bullying I read about in the news every week, you would think there is a chance that that could be the one thing that gives people a solid ground that we could say we agreed on, that we are in support of, if there was a policy to prevent 9-year-old children from seeing there's so little left in life, they must hang themselves. What an awful story. But perhaps there can be something good that could come out of this. Let's just keep it in our hearts, our minds, and our thoughts that there's that possibility. Moving on in news, a Romeo and Juliet story, basically about a young man who is 17. Now he faces child porn charges, assault charges, and consensual sex charges after he had consensual sex with his girlfriend. Basically, he was arrested. When he was in high school, schools have what they call school resource officers. Well, the school resource officer asked him to show him, the officer, the boy's cell phone. And the boy thought nothing of it, gave the officer his cell phone. Well, as the officer perused the photos, he came across some photos of the boy's girlfriend. Obviously, whether they were nudes or whatever, the officer took it to the next degree. Ended up arresting the boy right there on the point, and ended up having to get the girl, who's 15. Remember, he's 17. She's 15. 2 years. That's it. 2 years difference. They were in love. In fact, the girl's parents had agreed that they should date and had agreed that she should go on the pill just in case something happened between the two of them. So the parents had all agreed. There was nothing going on nefarious. Nothing going on nefarious. This was basically something that was understood by both parents. But the young man did something that gets you in so much trouble. He took pictures, and he kept them on his telephone. My God, guys, this is the things and where it begins. It's the slippery slope. The kids are not noticing this. Those type things stay around forever. Well, the school resource officer arrested the boy there on the spot. He ended up having to go to jail. Now the young man is facing many, many charges and not really sure what his fortune is going to be because of what the outcome can be over something so, to me, is they could be slapped on the wrist. the young man shouldn't be doing this, yes, but there's 15 to 17. In most states, there are what they call a Romeo and Juliet clause. As long as you're within 2 years of age, then neither party gets prosecuted. But in this particular state, there are no clauses like this. He can face up to 40 years in jail. 40 years. For what? For being in love with another girl. Doing something stupid, taking a picture of her, putting it on his cell phone. That's just astonishing, isn't it? That would be 40 years of his life lost over making a stupid decision. And herein lies the double standard, too, guys. You know, this is one thing that we've talked about many, many times on Weird Weekly News. The people who are out there saying that these laws are designed to protect children. The young man is a child. He's a child himself. What protection does he receive? He'll be into the criminal justice system. He'll have to register as a sex offender for at least 10 years after he gets out of jail, even though all he did was fall in love with a girl. I think sometimes that we don't recognize that justice does not have blinders. All it's about is about money. That's it. If you follow it to the end, it's how they can get more money. Prosecutors basically have been overzealous in prosecuting these sex crimes and have been imposing unreal sentences on teens, countless teens, across the United States. They impose them as adults. There was a 17-year-old who was sentenced to 6 months in jail and probation for the following 10 years and another 10 years on the sex offender registry, 17-year-old boy, because he had sex with a 16-year-old girl, 17 and 16, a 19-year-old boy who was sentenced to 25 years on the sex offenders registry for having sex with another girl who was only 19, but that was illegal in that state, totally illegal. Unbelievable the different charges that are going on all over the United States, and it's basically because kids need to realize a cell phone, it tracks everything. You cannot take pictures. It will come up and bite you in the behind. They need to realize this, and sadly, they're not getting it. They're not getting it from their peers. If you watch some of the things that go on the news today, you recognize kids don't think about things like you or I may have. Growing up, we didn't have that, but nowadays, they do. We need to be very, very careful, but also, we need to try to realize if you're going to sentence somebody, do it properly. Think, don't just do it because the law says you can do it. Think about it and what it's going to do to this young man and his life. His life is ruined. For what? For falling in love. That's sad, I think, in today's day and age. Moving on, let's get some positive news. Moving away from some of this negative news. A 10-year-old boy saves his friend from choking on a grape. Can you believe this? A 10-year-old boy basically had been watching something on the news recently about the Heimlich maneuver, and he called it something that Batman could do. He said, I jumped down on my friend like Batman and gave him the Heimlich maneuver and had him get the grape pop out of his throat. He saved his friend. Isn't that wonderful, guys? This young man's thinking about things like that. Isn't it wonderful that the two of them and the bond between the two of them is great? Said they're constantly hugging each other, and they're crazy about each other. They joke and they play together all the time. Wonderful thing to know that children love each other. And things like this, I'd like to have good news stories where a young man saves his friend's life when he was choking on a grape. Never had that happen, but nice to know there are kids out there that do learn a lot about what they see on TV. And they can take that and use it for a good positive thing and not something negative. Moving on in news, another good positive story I read about this week. A tattoo artist actually is helping a bullied boy by transforming his back brace. Now, this young man is a middle schooler, okay? 12-year-old boy, lives in Orlando, Florida. His name is Xavier. Basically, he was pretty heartbroken because his back had scoliosis and another form of disease called pectus, and he would have to wear a back brace for probably several years. And he was getting bullied crazily at the high school because he had to wear that brace, that plastic brace, on the outside of his clothing. He tried to put it up under his clothes, but there was no way you could get it where it wasn't noticeable. It was just awful. So anyway, this tattoo artist actually went to the boy's rescue and created this wonderful design of a shark swimming in the ocean and put it on the back of the back brace. It looks fantastic. And the kid's proud to wear it now. Other kids think it is so cool. He even has it now on his Facebook page. What a wonderful thing for this guy to have done for the kid who is being bullied, basically because of something he didn't have any control over. And people do that. People will bully kids. 12-year-olds and 9-year-olds are getting bullied all across the country. That is the one thing I really wish we could find, gentlemen, as BLs. Is there a way that we can work to protect children from getting bullied? I know there is. I just don't know the answer to it. And believe me, in the mainline community, people would notice that. They could actually accept people if they know that that is something we support, anti-bullying across the nation. Moving on in some other news. You know, I never thought I'd be reading much more about Michael Jackson, but a young man by the name of Wade Robinson is asking the court to add neglect claims to basically Michael Jackson's abuse lawsuit. He's signed a lawsuit against the singer, of course, the past singer, the man's passed away, basically because he said that Michael Jackson had abused him when he was from 9 to 14, basically having sex with a kid on a regular basis. I'm not sure whether it's true or whether it's not, but these claims are coming out now as he presents these claims against what's called Michael Jackson Productions in Australia. Never know what's going on, guys. Sometimes you wonder, since this has been so many years since the artist has passed, is this gentleman coming out for a particular reason? I don't know. I can't make that. That is a judgment claim. He basically claimed that Jackson and his inner circle, the group around him, had basically designed and developed and operated what is likely considered the most sophisticated public child sex abuse procurement and facilitation organization that the world has ever known. I just find that hard to believe. Cannot say whether it's true or not, but it's part of the news. So we do like to share with you all the things that are going on the Weird Weekly News. Moving on, the next article is a very interesting one. In fact, we were talking about this the other night on one of the websites. Basically, now in Arizona, if you change your baby's diaper, you can be convicted of child molestation. An Arizona Supreme Court issued a ruling, basically, saying that if you touch a child under a certain age, their genitals, that you can be put away. Basically, you're committing a crime. So I guess if you're having to clean up a baby's diaper and accidentally do something, you're going to end up going to jail for it because basically touching it is considered sexual abuse. It's unbelievable that this law actually passed. I can't believe it'll hold up once it goes to floor a Supreme Court, but right now the court allowed the law to pass without making any procedural judgments, and they just let things stand. Even though there's no such thing as, we're not talking about somebody abusing a child, just any touch of a child under a certain age can be considered sexual abuse. So it's kind of humorous because that's exactly what all the news people are talking about is basically how many parents are going to go to jail for cleaning up their baby's diaper. What a thought, you know, when you think about that. Don't know if you've ever had to do that, but what an awful thing to have to clean up. But now they want to call it child sexual abuse. It's becoming the phrase all over the country. Sometimes insanity, gentlemen. So much insanity out there that the world's looking for a way because all they got to do is call it child sexual abuse and the courts will go along with whatever state they want to make and the policies that they want to put and make it especially against those of us who are BLs and make us look like pariah. Moving on to my actually today, a little bit early in the news, but we do this each week. I try to have an editorial section where I talk to you about the things that really are on my mind, share those with you. You may not find these interesting, But to me, hey, what the heck? I get a kick out of it, gentlemen. I appreciate you listening to the Weird Leaky News. Today, basically, I want to talk to you about is basically friendship. You know, I've got many friends that, thankfully, I've been able to meet all over the world and been able to talk to and share the different things that go on in my life and goes on in their lives. And when I say share, it can be something as simple as one of my friends last week lost a dog, had passed away, a dog he'd loved for over 14, 15 years, how much that dog meant to him and things of that nature. Those are the type of things we should share together. I was talking to another friend last night, and he was talking to me about the fact that he had met someone that is also a BL and how wonderful it was to be able to sit down, just have lunch, communicate. And the fun part about it was, he said, you know, it was just a normal meeting. I remember many years ago when I was growing up, I used to like to watch silly things like Godzilla movies, The Creature from the Black Lagoon, things of that nature. I know it may sound silly now, but that was just who I was, something I was interested in. Today, gentlemen, the things that are important to us, we need to realize we are just people. We're just people. We're not the boogeyman. We don't have any horrible masks on. We're not sticking under beds and jumping out to scare people. We're not sitting behind rocks and hiding out. We're just people. We're human. We have human feelings, and it's human within us and who we are. We may have vices, whatever that may be. Maybe we smoke. Maybe we drink. Maybe we drink too much. Maybe we smoke too much. Maybe we do too much chocolate. I don't know. Whatever your vice might be. Maybe we've got certain different things that we like. Maybe you like certain types of television, whether it be a sports or the Xbox, or maybe it's got PlayStation. We still have things that are make us similar, things that make us the same. When you think about it, I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day. I'm talking to people all the time from Germany, from Denmark, from Spain, from Australia, from one side of the United States to the other, to Europe, to China, to Japan, to Australia. My God, gentlemen. And yet, we all have similarities. Yes, there are differences. Certainly, there are things that make us different. But there are many, many, many more that make us the same, that make us just who we are. Becoming friends can help us be supportive for one another. Many times you'll see a person and they may be acting differently than you've ever seen them act. And if you know what's going on in that person's life, or if you know a little bit about that person, you can be supportive of them and not just take it as them being jerks, but maybe there's something happened. Maybe they've lost a pet that they loved for many, many years. Maybe they've lost a loved one. Maybe they've got some dire news. Might be health news. Who knows? You just never know. Get to know one another. Find the time to find friends. You know, when my kids were growing up, I can remember I've told them many, many times, you may only have 5 really close friends in your entire life. 5 really close all your life. Think about it. How many really close friends could you call upon right now that they would be there for you in just a minute? That's really sad, isn't it? That because of being who we are as BLs, there are few that we really, really could count on. Isn't that an awful thing? Therefore, we need to support each other as much as we possibly can. Now, I'm not saying that you get out there and you meet a BL, but it will not hurt you to become friendly, to become accepting of each other. Don't get out there and give out personal information. I agree with that. But over time, you might get to know somebody. Many times in the evening, I'll be talking to my friends, and we'll just share silly things. The Godzilla stuff, the Creature in Black Lagoon, maybe a way of making a certain dish. Talk about things that are just everyday things. Gentlemen, we are that. We are normal human beings. We are not the boogeyman. As long as we accept ourselves and be able to do this in a comforted environment, we can overcome many more challenges that the world has put against us. The world has set up a lot of barriers, and it will continue to set up barriers as long as we let it. But if we can ever accept ourselves as just being humans, we're not perfect, many of us, but yet we are who we are. We can love, we can accept one another, and we know that inside, being BLs, we share one great thing. We love boys. That's not an awful thing. It just is who we are, who we were born. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's also a good thing to have friends. There's no reason in this world that you can have too many friends. That's what I'm saying in the editorial, guys. If you can, add friends. It's not a bad thing. Thank you again for listening to Weird Weekly News. This has been sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. It is September the 19th, 2016. Hope you have a great week. Thank you.